Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Hello.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
Mandy Kennedy.
Oh, hey.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And yes, we are going to talk about Avengers. Yes, it will be spoiler-free, so don't worry if you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, is that this week?
But if you haven't seen it yet, what is your problem?
I'm looking at the numbers, I'm willing to bet people have seen it.
Yeah, I think every one of our listeners has likely seen it at this point, except for maybe Trevor. Andrew hasn't seen it yet either, which is weird.
Tanner is halfway through it right now.
He could have. We had a ticket for him Friday.
No, I know.
You guys made him tired and made him bail.
That's not what happened at all. And then, yeah, he was going to see it on... No, yeah, he was going to see it Friday. Mm-hmm. And, just... He didn't want to go. But anyway, that will be later. First, Wonder Woman 2, we got a little bit of news there, is going to take place in the 1980s.
Yes.
So I guess they, I don't know why they're going back in time again.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it, especially because the current timeline is just all sorts of a...
Terrible?
Just a mess. It's not the word I want to use. Kind of show, but it's real messed up right now. So it's kind of safe to... No, yeah, what we do in the past doesn't really matter. So we can still make Wonder Woman movies. We can still make a good movie. It just won't have... We won't have to worry about the current canon and landscape of the extended DC movie universe.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's in its own bracket, and they just branched off of their own movies. They don't tie into anything else because they're better.
Plus, I'm super interested with what they do with the 80s aesthetic. Like,
yeah, I am.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
I just don't know what kind of story they're going to tell, because at this point, obviously, Trevor is long gone.
Yeah.
It said he may make an appearance, though.
I guess he could make an appearance in the same way that...
Hallucination,
dream. He's got to come back to life. I don't care, as long as I can...
They're just going to give us, like, another Steve Trevor somehow. Like, that's just...
As long as it's Chris Pine, it's fine.
They Wally West it. This is Steve Trevor.
No, they just send the Flash back in time to save him, and then he's back alive.
Yeah.
So time travel.
I'm sorry, Asa.
Add time travel.
I'm sorry, Asa.
Then they can mess up all of their franchises.
No.
Again.
Fine. Like, go mess up the timeline to where the last half of Justice League is where you started. And then, good job, Barry. That's all you need.
So, we'll see. We'll see. I am really excited because I really like these, like, 70s, 80s, 90s period stuff that we've been getting a lot of lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I'm excited to see what they do with it. Something I'm less excited about, we got the Venom trailer. And, we finally got to see the Venom suit.
Mm-hmm.
The symbiote.
Oh, God.
At, like, the very end, right?
Yeah, at the very end.
Yeah.
The very end of the trailer, we finally got to see Eddie Brock in the Venom costume. We got to see it in action. And honestly, it looked good.
It looked as good as it was going to look.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Like, the only way I think it could have looked better is if Marvel actually took care of it. But it was as good as Sony was going to get.
It was kind of weird watching the symbiote come out of his clothes.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of odd. I don't fully understand that, but...
I mean, it happened in the comic book, like in the comic books, and especially that the 90s Spider-Man cartoon that happened all the time.
Yeah.
Also, since it's not going to have been on Peter Parker at any point, there's a lot of questions that I have for what's the look going to be, because he really got the look from Peter, and it's clearly not going to have web. It's not going to shoot web. It's not going to stick to walls.
Which, I mean... They kind of showed a little bit of what it'll do, but when we got the suit reveal, we really only got from collarbone up. So we don't know what the chest piece is going to look like. We don't. There's still a lot of unknown that they could kind of.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this until they were talking about it on, I think it was one of the Kind of Funny shows. But like, apparently this is taking place in San Francisco. It's not even going to be it's not going to be in New York. Which makes the whole...
That's all the way across the United States.
Is Tom Holland going to make an appearance? Because that's a huge rumor, is that he actually will be part of this movie in some way. Not necessarily a meaningful way, but a cameo possibly.
How's a 17-year-old going to get to San Francisco if he lives in New York?
Right.
I don't. He's not even 17,
so
is he?
Is this not like an origin of Venom movie?
I don't know anything, but
the trailer didn't look that bad, but I don't know anything about Venom Man.
Venom
Man. Well, the thing
that's
about
a Mega Man villain.
Venom, it started on Peter Parker. The symbiote started on Peter Parker.
Symbiote.
It's, oh my God.
Your life now.
It started on Peter Parker. And basically he didn't like what the symbiote was doing to him. Sorry, symbiote.
There you go.
He didn't like, oh my God, it makes me itchy.
It feels like I have it, just like my skin curls.
Yeah, it's he starts with the symbiote and it's going insane because that's just what it is. Because
entering Earth's atmosphere kind of broke its brain.
Yep. And we find out much later in the comic book world that's what happened. But anyway, so it's kind of crazy. It's making Peter overly emotional and aggressive.
Emo.
And yeah, especially if you look at Spider-Man 3.
He sweeps his hair to the side, starts dancing to disco. It gets real weird.
It gets cool. Real weird.
just find he does out finger guns at random ladies. Just, hey.
We just found out the Venom was cranky. He just wanted to hang out with his buddies. It's oh my God, comic books are stupid.
So yeah, Venom ends up, like after Peter gets the symbiote off of him, it finds Eddie Brock, who has been
across
strapped
the
to a
United
light pole.
States.
Yeah. Eddie and Peter kind of hate each other. Eddie was another photographer for the Daily Bugle.
Oh.
And he hated that Peter got way better photos of Spider-Man than he ever could because, you know, he cheated a little.
Did the selfie.
Right.
Somehow he knew where Spider-Man was going to be and had him do all sorts of amazing poses.
And was able just to put his camera in the middle of two buildings in open air. It was really weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Peter got to some crazy spots. So, yeah, they all just kind of hated each other. And then at some point, like, Eddie gets tied up by Spider-Man after he's been saved and fired from the Daily Bugle. The symbiote finds Eddie, and they both kind of bond over their shared hatred of Peter Parker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then it kind of goes from there. There's a much longer and complicated
I did not
history.
Get that from this trailer, though.
So. Oh, none of that is going to be in this
trailer.
Okay,
none of that
this
is
like
going
just
to
a different adaptation of...
Yeah, because this is going to be like the symbiote was created in a lab from the looks of it.
Yeah, okay.
And then it attaches itself to Eddie Brock after killing several other potential hosts.
So I don't even need to know anything to go see this movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. You pretty much. Like, and I will say, though, the trailer did a good job of like kind of giving us a taste of what the power set's going to be, because the way the symbiote kind of shoots off of him and like puts people into walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Go gadget arm.
Yeah, like I kind of dug that. Like that looked cool.
No, yeah, I mean a lot of the stuff with the symbiote actually looked kind of cool. It's just
I dig the voice. I don't understand why people are falling over themselves out of excitement that Tom Hardy's doing both. Because he's doing his character, but he's also voicing Venom, and apparently like the internet is losing its mind
maybe
because of
just
how
really
awesome that
love
is.
Him.
And I was like, did we not expect? Like, I guess compared to Bane,
yeah,
like that's it doesn't sound like a Connery impersonation.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, Tom Hardy's good with voices. Like, I don't know why people are still surprised about that.
Maybe they're just excited. Huh?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Like, I just...
Because the voice is good.
Yeah.
Like, I like the way it sounds.
And that was honestly my favorite part of the trailer was the dialogue that Eddie was having with the symbiote. Also, yeah, we keep making that symbiote joke. For those of you guys that haven't seen the trailer yet, so Mona Lisa Saperstein is... she got her PhD, and now she works in this lab, and she pronounces it symbiote.
To be fair, none of us are blaming Jenny Slate for this.
That's her name. Thank you.
That's not I'm willing to bet this is not the first time that like okay they show up on set that everyone has only read it. She's the actress who says the name the first time, and that's what she went with. So everyone just rolled with it.
Oh, I swear.
Because apparently symbiote is far more popular in the rest of the world as a pronunciation.
Well, that rest of the world's dumb. If you're listening to this and you're like, well, no, why are they saying symbiote? That's dumb. No, you're dumb. Fight me.
Because symbiote is how, like, that's how Stan Lee says it. That's how the creator says it. That's how it's been said in every other sort of, like, comic book media.
And the guy who does the animated images that go on a loop says it's pronounced GIF, so.
I'm with him on that one.
Don't really care.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, like, it's an acceptable pronunciation, but it makes me itch.
Wouldn't
acceptable.
It be great if she just, like, we didn't see the extended cut of that scene where she says it and someone's like, you're the worst. And then they say it correctly and then the rest of the movie. We just get that one Parks and Rec reference in this movie, be like, all right, and that's worth my $10.
She goes insane and at one point just, symbio.
But yeah, so.
I'm making this movie better than what it's making itself.
Symbio, please. That was kind of awkward. Like, just like, you bet at hiding in plain sight.
So yeah, that's she says it's symbiote. Apparently that is an accepted pronunciation in a lot of the world, but like I said, everything Marvel has pronounced it symbiote since day one.
You say accepted, like it's okay.
A lot of things are accepted.
Yeah, like Asa said, some people pronounce GIF, JIF. Doesn't make any sense.
Disgusting.
It's not a damn graphic.
So anyway, our small portion of listeners that pronounce it that way just got really angry.
Oh, we've done something to make them mad before this.
We can take them. It's fine.
The four people... It's going to be like big people.
Two of our maybe four, we'll get two of the four people listening to the show got really angry.
Maybe we'll get some Facebook interactions finally.
Oh, we got Facebook. Oh, never mind. That was on the Nerds for Hire show about Sean Gordon Murphy. But anyway. All right. So John Wick Chapter 3, something everybody at this table should be excited about.
Something everyone everywhere should be excited about. This movie needs to do bigger numbers than Infinity War.
Ooh, I got some bad news.
What?
It's not gonna.
Yeah, we'll see.
So yeah, it's coming out May 17th, 2019, and they revealed the synopsis, which if you've watched the other two movies, it's exactly what we thought it was going to be.
I mean, but I'm entirely on board.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely 100% on board. Like, yes. Miss me with that Hotel Artemis BS. No, John Wick Chapter 3. That's what we need.
Is it going to be people that were friends with the people that he killed in the second movie are mad at him, and now they're going to try to kill him?
Not exactly. No. It's basically everybody. Have you not seen the second one yet?
No, I haven't seen the first one.
Yeah, okay, I'm not alone.
Don't worry, Mandy. I was going to say it first.
She's going to turn them off real quick. No, yeah, because everybody needs to have seen these movies because they're really
good. They sound good.
I
want to
hear your excuses.
I
don't want to hear your excuses.
I'm sorry.
I have to play God of War
now,
apparently.
Be better. God of War is like a 30-hour experience. You can sit down for... like 3.5 hours and knock out the John Wick movies and be a better person for it.
Just get yourself
also
a bowl
play
of popcorn.
God of War. I need people to play God of War because I need people to talk about it.
You
but
just
not
told
all
him
of it.
To not play God of War.
Well, he's never going to play that game. There's a chance he might see John Wick.
He'd have to stop watching YouTube for 3 hours, and that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
The boy just can't stop watching YouTube.
It's convenient. It's right there. It autoplays into something else that may be related. I don't know. Or it's going to be from a different channel I watch. What I'm saying is it's convenient and I'm stupid. Again, I'm a person that I understand my character flaws. Like, I know all of them.
It's amazing.
I don't it blows my mind. It was the Podzilla 1985 movie of 2018. 2017 was John Wick 2. I'm sorry.
Apparently it was for
18
as well.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, it's like Donkey in Super Mario Brothers 2. Movie of the year every year since 1993. Like, it's fine.
Time travel.
Asa does love himself some John Wick. And I mean, I also really enjoy the movie. I don't think anybody rivals Asa's love of that franchise.
You know they're making a Mezco of him, right?
I do now.
Oh, I didn't know. Ooh.
I'm an inbox person, so that's irrelevant to me.
No, but they open up. You'll see. Like, you can open up the, like, window
package. Yeah, and I could just get
a
piece of cardboard and print off an image of what that looks like. Done.
So, Luke Cage, we got a fun little clip for that, just basically kind of keeping the hype going for
is
that
him
movie.
Losing a fight to John Wick? Because he would. Come at me, nerds.
He'd find
okay, well, can John Wick play NFL?
Probably.
If you give him a gun, yeah.
A lot of people would be more successful if they were allowed to have guns.
Right.
But John Wick would be the most successful, apparently.
Plexico Burst's career would have gone like, so much better.
That was a good cut from the non-sports NFL guy.
That's what made it even better.
Yeah, because that's what it takes for me to know someone in sports, is for them to shoot themselves in the leg at a club. I don't know what team he played for, but I know he's an idiot.
What team did he play for? Was it an upstanding team that never does anything wrong?
I didn't say that. I stand by my team.
Yeah, Mandy will never say that about the Pittsburgh Steelers. She understands they are dirty. But
we're not Bengals dirty.
It's bad when shooting yourself in the leg still isn't the worst thing anybody on that team's ever
done. A girl in my school shot herself in the foot, so people are just fucking stupid.
I got her. We got her.
I'm sorry.
Now
I'm
going to have to
dumb.
Figure out how to censor that. Around 14 minutes, guys. Trying to remind me.
Shot that down.
You brought them, both of you. This is... throwing things at both of you.
Just keep
now
in mind, it's not Thursday.
Those.
All right, so yeah, Luke Cage tried out for the NFL in this YouTube clip. That's pretty great. with featuring Jets head coach Ted Bowles. Basically, he goes through kind of like a lot of the combine stuff, and obviously because he's Luke Cage, he wrecks it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they like made him do the 40, though. Like, I get that's part of the combine,
mm-hmm.
but like if you're doing a fake commercial, like he's never been super fast. He's definitely not a speedster.
Like, but at the same time,
he's above average in a sprint.
Oh.
Why are you putting that next to chucking a 400-pound tire across a field?
Unless I missed my mark, that he set a world record with that 40.
Yeah, it was 3.7. He's quicker than Usain Bolt.
Yeah, that wasn't a throwaway line.
Oh,
that's actually
that.
Faster than by almost a second faster than Usain Bolt's 40 time.
Which, why? He has everything else. I don't understand why the super speed is.
I mean, it's not
a part
super
of it.
Speed. It's just above average speed.
If it's a second faster than the world record, I'd say that's above it. Like,
would you say
I mean,
that
it's not flash? Is what I'm getting at.
Would you say that Usain Bolt is really fast or super fast?
But it's the whole,
because I'm going to put him at super fast.
Because it's the whole thing though of like, then why isn't he an Avenger? You cannot have any reason that he would not be involved in a team like this.
No, he absolutely
because he's the like unbreakable skin, super strength, fast as a mother, like.
Yeah, no, he absolutely should be. Like, all of the Defenders, like, have been in the Avengers at some point. And it's unfortunate that we're not going to see that.
But then you have Charlie Cox doing interviews like, what would we ever do? I don't know. You got a dude who's good at with a bow and arrow and Black Widow.
Yeah, no, granted.
Like, you have random, you have just regular humans. All four of you have some sort of, like,
yeah, because Daredevil. Exactly. Like, there's no way that Black Widow is good. She can't beat Daredevil in a fight. Like, unless she uses some stun tricks that he's not ready for.
I want to see it, though.
I do, too. And same thing with Hawkeye. Like, it's... Daredevil's really hard to beat in a fist fight.
You close the gap, Hawkeye's in trouble. And I say that as, like, Hawkeye being one of my favorite Avengers. Like, I understand that.
Yeah, especially with a guy like Daredevil, who can, you know, effectively see what you're going to do before you're going to do it and react.
I mean, he has a knife that he can whip out and maybe cut Daredevil, but that didn't work in season one at all.
No, or two, or the Defenders.
No, I haven't watched those yet. I just know season one, that was not a...
Spoiler alert, probably won't work in season three.
Old boy gets cut up a lot, is what he's getting at.
Third time's a charm.
And, like, a lot of times worse than what you could do with a little pocket knife.
Yeah.
Nobu really tore him up.
Yeah, he did.
But anyway, or Nobu.
I think it's Nobu.
Yeah, it's Nobu.
Symbiote.
But yeah, no, like all four of the Defenders could easily be like with the Avengers, but it's just for whatever
Shrug
reason.
Shrug emoji.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know why Marvel accepts that they're all in the same universe, but they don't want them to have anything to do with each other, and it's really unfortunate because all four of those people, like I said, have been Avengers before.
Oh, well, they're only street level, Jesse. God, that is so dumb.
I mean, Spider-Man's also street level, but...
I was going to say, if Star-Lord can take a shot, I mean, come on. Yeah. That dude is just straight up a human. He just has space gun.
He was half god for the first two movies. We just didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now he's all human, but yeah, no, he was a space god.
Celestial.
It's a half.
Oh, my. Are we? They're not gods.
He was a half-breed.
Yeah.
Mudblood?
And really, he was only powerful on the planet. Like, he only had access to his god powers while he was on the planet.
Yeah, that power stone definitely didn't kill him.
No.
Almost did.
Yeah. It would
Do you not
have.
Remember, like, the other five people that had to attach themselves to him?
It gave him a
so
little bit
would
extra
stop
endurance.
Dissolving?
I'm trying to find this John Wick figure.
Why?
Because I want to look at... There it is.
So, anyway, it was a fun clip out there because, you know, the NFL draft is going on right now, and it was just neat.
I enjoyed it.
I did, too. All right, so the Star Wars Resistance, it's the new animated show, will debut this fall. It's going to be anime-inspired. It's going to be set in the era just before... Force Awakens, and the voice cast actually looks pretty cool. You've got at right now the ones that really stuck out to me, Bobby Moynihan is going to be in it, Jim Rash from Community is going to be in it, and
Oscar award winner Jim Rash.
Oh my gosh, that makes me happy.
And Donald Faison from Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Turk, for those
does it
of
tie
you
in with the movies
also.
Sort of. Like, it ties into the movies the same way the other ones have.
Okay.
The
Clone Wars?
Rebels and Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about anime-inspired animation?
I know. I kept going over that in my mind and wondering.
Because isn't it, like, with the exception of Avatar, like, Because that's all I've seen is the comment. Like, I haven't seen people talk about, like, Star Wars or the universe or anything like that. I've just seen people very upset that they're going for anime style.
Last Airbender and Korra are the first things that jump to mind when I think, like, an anime style, like, anime-inspired Western cartoon.
Yeah. But that is also, like, good.
Yes.
Because there have been attempts at it, and it usually gets ripped to shreds by people who care about that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's anime-inspired Western that was... I can't think of anything else off the top of my head that is that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean.
Judging from the internet's reaction, it's like 8 out of every 10 shows that come out. They were freaking out.
Yeah, no, that, it's the internet. They're going to freak out about everything. If it's not exactly what it's been before, they're going to freak out about it. They freaked out about, like, the 3D animation for Star Wars Clone Wars, but now everybody loves it, so.
Can you believe Tom Hardy is voicing Venom? The internet freaked out about that.
They freak out about everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but they were happy about that one.
That's fair.
So Damon Lindelof is creating a Watchmen series for HBO. He was the guy that...
Lost?
Yes. Well, co-created Lost. I don't know how much of a hand he had in the terrible final season.
He was there all...
Okay.
Both of them. They were there the whole run.
Let's start it out really good.
And then they realized, oh, we have to end this?
Yeah. Man, why can't shows just end good?
Breaking Bad. 30 Rock. Parks and Rec.
Sitcoms can end well.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like those kind of like...
Dinosaurs.
Breaking Bad is the only show that I can think of that's not a sitcom that had like a really solid...
Mm-hmm. White Collar did. That's not really a sitcom like...
Nah, I guess it's not.
One Tree Hill. That's more of a drama show.
But in my opinion, hey. White Collar had some real, like, it bounced back for the finale, but
no,
it was
perfect.
Getting pretty bad before then.
No, it's amazing. Anyway,
they had the supernatural fever where they were constantly keeping secrets from each other and then promising.
Yeah. So Smash good, Cut 2.
Y'all wonder why I watch YouTube so much? None of this. You know how every YouTube video ends?
When have we told you to watch any of these shows?
Never.
It says hit the subscribe button. That's it. That's how they all end. So spoiler alert.
We told you to watch good shows that you still haven't watched. So don't jump in saying that you were right for avoiding good media.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it makes sense why I do this. They all end the same.
No, it doesn't. Anyway. He wanted to make sure that as everyone knows, it's not a direct adaptation. He compared it kind of Fargo, the movie versus the TV series, where the movie exists and then the TV series exists inside the same universe. Like, it's related to it. It takes place in Fargo, but it's definitely not redoing the movie in a TV show. So I'm curious what they're going to do with Watchmen. I mean, there's obviously a lot of stuff they could do if they want to make it before, after, during. There's tons of stuff they could do with it.
The thing with... Anytime they try to do that with Watchmen, I just can't get into it. Because, like, they did the before Watchmen stuff during... It was during the New 52, but they were doing it outside. It was Vertigo. But, like, I tried reading those books, and I just could not enjoy them.
I mean, they weren't bad, but they weren't good either. They were trying to just... It's really hard to recapture any kind of greatness that came with the Watchmen.
After the movie, after the comic book, then the movie. Like, all right, you've made it perfect. Let's not add... Oh, you're going to add stuff to it? Sweet. Like...
I mean, the stuff, like, I'm really excited to see what DC does with it now.
That's not a Watchmen thing. Like, that's not them, like, expanding their lore.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, like, they're interacting with, like, the DC people, like, the DC characters, not...
Yeah, they're continuing the story. Like, Doomsday Clock is talking about what went horribly wrong, and they actually expanded on, like, basically what happened 20 years later.
Well,
and how everything went to crap.
I guess.
And
I need to start
Doomsday
that.
Clock goes with Veet and Rorschach go into the DC universe because that's where they think they can figure out how to fix their problems.
Also, it did Alan Moore do before Watchmen?
No.
See, and I think that's a huge problem too, is whenever you have such a beloved franchise and then you try to build on that world and you don't include the person in it, you're just going to miss the show. You're not going to get it right. It's very, very, very difficult to do that. Like, PS4 God of War versus, I think it was David Jaffe, who did the first, like, the actual first one on the PS2. Like, okay, they went so far out of their way to kind of avoid the original trilogy stuff. That's kind of one of the only times that I can think of that
Well, really, you get, because there's a difference between like trying to actually expand and create something new inside that universe versus cashing in on possible extra lore. Because from what I understand, like the before Watchmen stuff wasn't bad. It just wasn't very interesting because it was set beforehand and it just kind of gave a little bit more backstory on all the characters and told a couple of stories, you know, beforehand.
But when those are characters that were, you know, completely created by basically one person, it's like Community season 4. Dan Harmon was gone, and then you'd be like, oh, this is someone trying to do Dan Harmon.
Instead of doing but their own
not,
thing.
Right, but they are not Dan Harmon, and they did not get Dan Harmon.
Right. Whoa. Yeah, trying to replicate something that came before is often a mistake.
And that's why I'm, like, my hopes for this show are kind of low, because I remember before Watchmen, and I'm like, oh, those books were not, like, they weren't bad, but, like, you, the ground that you're trying to touch upon isn't that, like, they've told their story.
So, yeah, we'll see what they want to do, because, like I said, so far, like, Doomsday Clock has been really entertaining. But well, I'm 2 issues behind, I think, at this point. But
I still haven't started it.
Yeah, I'm doing my whole get, like, 6-7 issues in to read it.
Fair enough. Either way, I'll watch it. I'll be interested
to see what they do with it. Like, if it is going to follow established characters, if they're going to make, like, all new characters just in the same universe. Because there is a lot of things, there's a lot of different ways this could go.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Because, yeah, Alan Moore said he did not want another adaptation out there, because he actually hated the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll see what they do. I liked the movie. I thought the ending made more sense.
it surely did.
Yep. Made way more sense. Anyway. So, yeah, Infinity War. Yay. We're going to go ahead and hit that spoiler-free review.
Full price?
Yeah, duh.
But I was texting Zane Laney about it yesterday. I was like, spoiler alert, we're all going to say full price.
Yep. All right, Dalton, go ahead and start with you. Your spoiler-free review of Infinity War.
It was great. I loved all of it. I'm getting really annoyed with Marvel making me cry during movies because they got me in the last 4. They have gotten me. Ragnarok was funny, let cry. Like, that was tear cry, like tear laughing. But, like, for some reason, Black Panther got me a little bit. Guardians got me definitely. And this one got me. I'm getting real tired of this. Maybe I'm just starting to cry a whole lot as I get older in age. I don't know. But I hate it. And I hate them. But go watch this movie. And, like, what's our timestamp right now?
We're at 27 minutes.
All right, go watch it in 33 minutes.
Oh, we're going to go over. Asa.
I loved it. Full price, hands down. I can't really give a lot of my thoughts spoiler free. I will say the farther away that I get from it, because I saw it on Thursday, as more time passes between when I saw it and now, the less I liked the ending. But I cannot get into that at all.
Right.
So, yeah. But no, it was so good. They did such a good job of, like, all of the new character interactions that we got were really, really good. Mm-hmm. I thought this movie was way funnier than Thor Ragnarok because the humor was done way better in that it kind of fit with the characters and it wasn't just shoehorned in forced joke after forced joke. Like, there were breaks between and, like, very, very emotional, serious moments that happened that were then sometimes just punched at the end with a one-liner that killed.
Which I feel like it's important to note that the views of Ace of Grey do not necessarily reflect those of the rest of the table.
That's fine. You guys don't think John Wick 2 is the best movie ever. So, I mean, it's okay.
Because I thought the humor in Thor Ragnarok, I think everybody else at the table thought the humor in Thor Ragnarok was on point.
Which is so fine. Like, I get that. I'm not saying that, like, I am very much saying, like, for me, yeah. I didn't super dig what they did with Thor Ragnarok, but I loved the way that it was, like, I loved everything about this movie. Like, it was so good. My only thing is that if you have not seen all 17 movies before this, you're going to miss something.
Yeah.
Like, there, you very much have to be fully caught up with the Marvel Universe. Because even if you didn't like the first 2 Thor movies, so you skipped Ragnarok, you're going to be real lost.
Yeah, Ragnarok is absolutely important. Yes. It's definitely important to have seen, at the very least, the last 2 years worth of MCU movies.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably skip the first.
You would need to see all of the Captain America movies. You would probably need to see all of the Iron Man movies.
You need Guardians.
I would say everything.
Ant-Man is the only one that you could miss.
Yeah.
I don't think Black Panther is that relevant. I mean, it was.
You would absolutely have to see Black Panther to be able to tell anything is happening.
Because
you had a basis on Black Panther, though. I don't know.
Well, if you have a general understanding of everything, like, you'd still get it. Like, you wouldn't be lost. But there's definitely, like, a lot of things would lose impact.
I guess so.
If you haven't seen at least the last 2 years' worth. But, yeah, there's definitely other stuff. Like, even the first Avengers movie.
I would say Ultron On would almost be required.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Guardians, well, Guardians was before Ultron. So, Guardians
On.
Yeah, you
have to see Guardians.
Yeah, just because it's a good movie and it helps out a whole lot. So, yeah, Guardians On. So, literally the beginning of Phase 2. Watch all of that.
For Phase 2 to make sense, you need to see Phase 1.
Yep. So, yes.
So, yes, you have to, like, I know what I'm saying here.
Well,
like,
yeah.
But which isn't a knock on it, because if you're going to see this movie, you've probably seen at least the vast majority of.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, this isn't going to be someone's, this should definitely not be someone's first
but if
Marvel
it is,
movie.
Oh, right. It's real pretty.
No, yeah, but yeah, it was a beautiful movie. It was super well acted. Like, it was funny. It was super well written. The only thing is just, like, again, we'll have to, it would be spoilery for.
Yeah, we'll have to have a spoiler-full show at some point, like a full discussion on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the spoiler-free version, yeah, this is what we got.
We have a rotating Tuesday show for a reason. Can't we just, like, shoehorn that in this week? Just get, like, a supercast, and then we.
And we talked to Shannon about it.
Because, I mean, we've done that for Star Wars before. I don't see why
we have to go through the thing that we set up for, like, 2 weeks ago about the redoing movies.
Oh.
Because we already had that planned.
Yeah. My bad. I was just like, we have that rotating Tuesday for a.
Yeah, because, I mean, May 8th is booked. Yeah. So it would have to be either next Tuesday or the Tuesday after that one.
Okay. I was throwing ideas out there. Spaghetti.
That's fine.
On the wall. And
I mean, yeah, no, we're definitely going to do a discussion show at some point.
Yeah.
Like, that's
It'll
happening. Happen. Just don't know when exactly.
Yeah, full price. Those are just my only caveats there of see all of it, and I wasn't crazy about the ending.
At the very least, yeah, you're going to need to see all of it, but minimum, you're going to have needed to see Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Civil War, and Ragnarok, and Guardians 2.
Yeah, because I haven't seen Strange
bare
yet.
Minimum. You'll still be lost in a lot of spots.
You didn't see Doctor Strange?
No, and there was things I missed. Like, there was things that I was just like, oh, I don't really know that, so. Yay!
Yeah, Strange was so good.
It was so good.
But anyway, Mandy, hit it.
I give full price as well. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really funny. That's one thing I loved about the Avenger movies is, like, everyone's interaction with each other just, like, feels legit and not forced, and it's really funny. I think the Guardians and Thor really made the movie. I think, though I love Iron Man, but I think they were very, like, on point in that movie and, like, a crucial part in making it amazing. And I liked it, and you should see it. I don't really, I don't pick it apart like Kesa does. I liked it. You should go see it.
It's fair. Yep.
Also, Thanos, best villain MCU's done.
Yeah.
Like, no, not even close.
I was kind of concerned. We had talked about it before about, you know, how Thanos was going to look, how everything was going to work on screen. And they made it work. Like, mm-hmm. Everything about Thanos looked and felt awesome.
On top, like, of just, like, his story was,
yeah,
well,
so
done.
Good.
Yeah, especially, yeah, I can't really talk
about it. It's very spoilery, but
yeah,
like, because
there's one moment, you know, the one I'm thinking of.
Yep.
That there's a thing. Yeah, that thing. The motion that Asa made.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
Like, that, everything surrounding that scene just really just builds a whole lot of that character just in that one scene.
I also really like that they didn't go, like, they gave him a different motivation than what he usually gets in the comics.
Yeah.
Because that one is super comic-y and kind of goofy.
Yep.
But yeah, the movie one was way more, like, not necessarily relatable, but, like, grounded.
Yeah.
And didn't introduce some, like, super crazy. In a movie about five magic stones that can make you change all of reality, it didn't go super out there. Which the comic book origin story is super out there.
It really is. Yeah, Thanos' powers in general. Like, in the comic books, they've been described as death powers. And, like, there's.
And who does he always like hanging out with?
Oh, Lady Death.
What's she do?
Kills people.
Oh, so
she didn't do anything. She's just death.
So right. So what does Thanos do to, like, woo her?
Well, he can't die.
Yeah, he can't die.
But what does he do to woo her? Just kill.
So yeah, that's. I mean, that's just kind of Thanos in the comic books, because there's a complicated, like, romantic triangle with Lady Death, Thanos, and Deadpool,
mm-hmm.
And that creates a lot of.
And that's when it
stuff.
Got dumb. And that's when it got.
That's
dumb.
When it got.
Yeah,
dumb.
That's when it got dumb. Okay.
Thanos,
raise your hand
was,
if you spent more than $15 on Deadpool merchandise. Oh, Dalton's the only person raising his hand.
Wait a minute. That,
so anyway, that's it's one of those things. Like, Thanos in the comic books is very much like. whenever he was first unveiled, it was a product of that era. And yeah, it was super weird and it was super out there and it was super crazy, but that's what people ate up back then. And now we just look at it like comic books, man.
Thanos copter.
So yeah, now what we have is like a grounded villain that has a clear purpose that even makes sense to the viewer. It's like, nah, he kind of right. It has that the Kingsman movies feel to it. It's just like, well, you're right.
You're not wrong. You're Justin.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, you got to find a different solution than that. That ain't right. So yeah, that's very much Thanos in this movie, and he's like, I really love the how or where CGI is at this point, where there were not very many moments when it didn't feel like there was a 7-foot purple man walking around beating the crap out of people.
Mm-hmm. The worst CGI, like the only thing that I noticed wasn't even like Thanos, which it's a spoiler, so I can't.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, everything about this movie was well done and good. The vibe it left you with, like I said, the ending, I didn't dislike it. I have the same problem with it that Asa does, but it's a comic book thing.
Oh yeah, and I'm like, I'm super aware of that. It's just,
yeah,
it I can accept it all I want, but when it happens, it's still going to bug me.
Which is fair. But yeah, it's the way it is. It's a really, really good movie. Absolutely full price. Again, like on this show, I do feel like we are preaching to the choir, and yeah, every single person listening to the show is like, I done seen it, talks about the spoilers.
I think I was more mad about the after credit scene that I didn't like more than the...
That was just silly. We'll talk about the post credit scene on the more spoilery show, in the actual show discussion. But yeah, that's going to be all of our discussing it for now. So in comic book news, this portion of our podcast brought to you by Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Best comic shop in Missouri. I said it. Don't at me. I'm stealing that from Asa.
I don't know who would.
I don't know.
Lame people.
Before we jump to comic books, the last bit of Avenger news, unless you were going to mention it.
I forgot about that.
Avengers now officially has both the global biggest box office opening ever, both globally and domestically. A total of $630 million worldwide, which this is surprising to me, crushes the record of $541 million as held by The Fate of the Furious.
Again,
was the former number one.
Doesn't even surprise me a little bit.
Nope, not even a little.
And
those
then,
movies are unreasonably popular.
And then domestically, $250 million, which beats out Star Wars The Force Awakens, which made $248 million. And fun fact, Disney now holds 9 of the 10 biggest openings in North American history.
May I ask what the one is?
It's a Harry Potter movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think it's Deathly Hallows Part 2, if I remember
right.
Okay,
that makes sense. Like, I need to know what that one is. Because like,
WB's got one up there, and it ain't from the DC universe.
Because like, if they're number 8, they have a lot to worry about.
Unless that's the one that got... I'll double check it.
Because like, if they're like... You know what I'm saying? Because like, we got a Star Wars coming up. We have like...
We got a Han Solo movie coming up in May, I think.
If they're number 9, they're sweating.
I don't think that's gonna... I don't think the Han Solo is gonna crack the top 10.
Probably not, but opening weekend puts Infinity War in the top 10, which that part is the crazy part.
Yeah,
because that's $630 million is a whole lot of money. So yeah, comic
books.
Man,
those money dump trucks are just... Mickey's hitting them right now. Just
yeah, no, Disney is... I really hope they...
It's almost becoming scary.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking forward to the day they turn on us, because it's coming.
Soon.
And it's going to be bad. I don't want it. They have too much of my stuff.
Too much of it.
Way too much of it.
They don't got Batman, though.
Oh, no. It was Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2 was the number 10. it got bumped. Jurassic World.
Oh.
Jurassic World is number 4.
Oh, yeah. Is Jurassic World Sony? Or
that I don't know. I just know that's the not Disney one.
I want to say it's Sony.
Because Infinity War, sure. Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Jurassic World, The Avengers, first one, Black Panther, Age of Ultron, Civil War, Beauty and the Beast, Iron Man 3.
Yep. Iron Man 3's on that list. Yeah, so... Yeah, because I remember Deathly Hallows Part 2 being on there, but yeah. I didn't remember where it was.
It was number 10, and then Infinity War bumped it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Disney, it's going to be a while before Disney manages to have the entire top 10, with Jurassic World sitting at 4.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're going to try.
They're going to try, for sure.
Also, screw you, Harry Potter. You've been bumped out.
Yeah, I know. WB no longer has a movie in the top 10.
Aww.
Yeah, like I said, I want to say Jurassic World is Sony.
I am on it right now, but I'm looking.
So anyway, comic books. Sean Gordon Murphy is working on a secret Batman project. For those of you that name sounds familiar, he's the guy that does White Knight that at least I'm obsessed with right now. And we had the super fun news about him last week. Yeah, he's working on a secret Batman project. He, you know, went to Twitter and released a sketch of Batman. There's no color, there's no context. It's just another Batman project that he's working on. A lot of people speculating it's either an action figure or it's White Knight Volume 2. Because the final issue of White Knight is coming...
May 9th.
Yes. Yeah,
because it's supposed to be May 2nd.
The second Wednesday in May.
It's so close.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's going to be May.
It's going to be May in a couple of days.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I just.
Calm down, JT.
Not okay.
I got that joke. Oh, it was Universal Pictures, by the way.
It wasn't a joke. Okay.
No, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it does. After seeing it, like, oh, we're both dumb because we both thought it was Sony.
Yeah.
Real soon. 2 days.
So.
Sorry, viewers or listeners, for that moment.
Right. Well, anyway. So, yeah, we don't know what Sean Gordon Murphy is working on, but something Batman related.
You said if it was, and that's whenever we went off on the tangent. You said, so if it's going to be
Oh, no, I just, because with it possibly not even being a comic, it's irrelevant. Because I was just going to be like, if we knew if this was going to continue in the Murphyverse, or if he was just doing something
else,
Batman something related. Within DC, yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, it would be cool to see him just doing art for a Batman book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, the story's great,
too.
But
the art style, yeah, I really, really dig the art style.
Yes. So good. All right. And Tom King has given us the title for Batman number 50, which will be the title featuring Batman and Catwoman's wedding.
Aww.
Holy Matrimony Batman.
Mwah. Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
I like it.
Yep. I dig
it. So it's layered. It's like an onion.
Yep.
Or Shrek.
The more you think about it, just the better it is.
The more it works. Oh, I love
so
it.
So good.
I'm also really excited for that book because I feel like it isn't going to be the feeling that I have right now hearing the name is not going to be the same feeling I have when I close it.
No, it's going to be like...
Something's going to happen.
Right.
Because Batman, he's Spider-Man. He can't be happy. It's just...
But we know that, yeah, because we know both characters live at the very least, but...
Ish.
Well, yeah, we know they're going to live because we know Catwoman's getting a solo book and Batman is going to be in jury duty. Or that could be their excuse and Batman's dying in issue 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I thought you meant more along the lines of because of like the annual that we got
of
them in the future, which by the way.
Yeah.
Tears. No shame. I cried.
You know, it's one of those things, like, if you cried at the beginning of Up, you'd cry during this issue of Batman.
Aww.
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
I never have to read that.
No, you should, because it is beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Mm-mm.
It's so good. And it's for the exact same reasons that you would cry.
No, then exactly not. I know it's coming someday. I don't need to be reminded.
It's so good, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really amazing.
Because I remember reading it like weeks before Asa got around to it.
I was so mad at you. Like, legitimately mad at Jesse.
Because Jesse was like, hey, you read that yet? Oh, no, I'm going to go home and read. Oh.
No, that was pretty much it.
I legitimately sent him a Snapchat of the page, and he was like, why didn't you warn me?
Oh, you betrayed him.
Because he's done that before, where he's like, okay, so it's kind of emotional what happens. Like, okay, I can kind of brace myself. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was one of the Flash things on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You told me something like that, and I still cried. But yeah, because like you will give me that warning if you're that far ahead of me. As I didn't get a warning.
Nope.
I just thought, it's an annual. It's going to be kind of a toss away. Because
that was one of the ones that like I thought about warning you, but I was like, no, I need him to experience what I'm experiencing right now.
Just want sociopath things.
No, I'd be on Jesse on board. I'd be like, no. Like, I will not be alone in this.
I feel for you in this one.
Whew.
You're a bad person, Jesse.
No, I high five you. I salute you, sir.
Gut punch in the best way.
Yep, because I needed, because I'm just sitting there like, that wasn't okay what I just read. Oh, God. So anyway, yeah, I'm really, really excited about that issue of Batman. I'm hoping that it's just going to be a beautiful issue of their wedding going off without a hitch. But like Asa said, it's Batman.
And it's Tom King.
Not going to happen.
Which it's Tom King. So there is actually like a 30% chance. It might just be a really pretty like special number 50.
Yeah.
Because, but, I mean, if he can write a book based on a double date with no combat, no, like, there is no conflict really.
And it'd be one of my favorite Batman books
in
years.
Oh, I take that back. They did bust the break-in.
Oh,
at the very
yeah.
beginning, that's what set it up.
What's the issue number on that one? Because you keep talking about it, and I just kind of want to read it.
30-something.
Yeah, it's like 37, 38, right. Somewhere in there.
I'm going to have to go to Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri, and hope they have that issue.
And read it.
And then read it, yeah.
It's real good. Yeah, because you the only setup you need is that Batman has proposed to Catwoman.
Good, I'm in.
And that's it.
I'll only have to read 37, and then once Dick Grayson takes over the mantle in that book, I'll take that issue. I'll get that story going. And
I don't know why you don't just read it all. It's so good.
It's because I have a bank account that I'm worried about. At
37.
30, thank you. Yep. See, there it is right there. Got
so
it.
So good. That oh, entire run.
Yeah, no, because I'm like through issue 6 right now because I just read it in trade, and the first 6 issues were amazing. Like,
it's all
gets so much better.
Oh, does it? Oh,
yeah.
I'm excited whenever I finally buy 2.
You got so, a ways to go.
Yeah. So, yeah. Holy Matrimony Batman. I love it. Love
so
that
good.
Title so much. All right. And the final portion of our podcast is brought to you by our good friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. I highly recommend checking out their History of Gaming episodes. They are the last Wednesday of every month.
Their most recent episode made me angry because they started talking about frivolous lawsuits. And there was one where this guy was... you need to go listen to it, but basically, California's real dumb. And like suing a guy for literally no reason.
Hmm.
Yeah. Over reboot discs. Like computer reboot discs, those things you throw away?
Yeah.
Yeah, those. He's getting sued over those.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You should listen to it. It's really good.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Splatoon 2 will have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles event May 4th. Now,
I read that headline, and I was so happy.
Yeah. Don't get excited like we did. They're not going to be turtles introduced into the Splatoon universe, because that's what I thought was going to happen at first, and I thought that'd be super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then you'd have, you know, squids, octopi, and turtles. Should be neat, but and then I was like, okay, well, maybe the TMNT are going to show up in the game. Also not the case.
Nope, what? it's the Splatfest.
Yep.
And every time they do one of these Splatfests, it's two teams based on two different colors. So like ketchup versus mustard, stuff like that.
Yep. Yeah.
Except, so this one, it's just the theme of it is Leo versus Raph.
Oh.
So it'll be the, you know, the blue versus red.
Yep.
Oh, that's highly disappointing.
Very much so.
Yes.
Which, to be fair, not really. Because, like, there's no reason we should assume, like,
yeah.
You just hear, hey, a Ninja Turtles thing is going to be in a Nintendo franchise. Sign me up. I'm super on board with that. And then it's like, oh, wait, no, this makes way more sense. This is way more logical what it actually is.
Because they would charge a whole new game for that. Splatoon 3 featuring Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I don't know.
They've given so many free updates to Splatoon 2.
Two years ago, yes, I would have absolutely agreed with you. But, like, Nintendo over the past year and a half, however long the Switch has been out. Like,
yeah.
Nah, they're making a lot of really good decisions.
Has the Switch been out for a year?
Almost.
Something like that.
I don't know if it's been a full year yet.
Are you looking it up?
No, like, I wasn't going to look it up, but...
No. I mean, I don't think it's
I don't
that
think
important,
it's been a year
but.
Yet.
Also, it's on pace to outsell
I think
the GameCube.
It's coming.
Oh, man.
Yep.
What? I'm just kidding. It's probably legit. I just love my GameCube.
No, yeah, I mean, the GameCube was... GameCube was a great system.
It's gold. Really well, mine was silver, but it was gold.
Mine was also silver.
The best one.
Nope, that's not true. I had the black one.
I had the purple one.
I had the black and the purple one.
It has been out for a year. It released in March, yeah. Since we were talking about the GameCube, I knew I had like a minute to Google.
I had the black one at first, and then when I rebought one, I had a purple one.
Yeah, I still have the GameCube that I bought back in 2001?
Yeah.
2002?
It was
I got the black one that came with Metroid Prime.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we had the silver one, but I actually sold it back in November. I miss it, but I never touch it. I'm so bad about that. I'm like, I need it. It's from my childhood. And I was like, no, Mandy, be real. Just sell the damn dang thing. You got a Wii. Like, you fine.
Mandy's got to get off that Thursday show, apparently.
I haven't been on Nerd Up in what feels like forever.
Yes.
Yeah, she was on last week.
Yeah, she was.
Because I was the only one that was missing last week. Yeah.
No,
that was Lindsay.
No, Lindsay and Shannon were on Nerd Up last week.
Oh, so it was 2 weeks ago.
Maybe. No, it was just you, me, and Lindsay last week.
Because I got Mike.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, and then
the week before was... Yeah, you were on the week before because that was me, you, Shannon, and Lindsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still feels like months have gone by. All
right. So, yeah, that's Splatoon 2. Speaking of... we never actually got to Smash. How did we mention the GameCube and not Smash Brothers?
Well, we were working on it.
We would have gotten there eventually.
It's called the
Segway. No, because the Segway is missing because somehow we didn't talk about Melee when talking about
the GameCube. Because I played a lot of Animal Crossing on the game.
I did not.
I've never.
But what game did you play a lot on on the GameCube,
Metroid?
Jesse?
A whole lot. Yes, Metroid.
Mandy, we're trying to do a thing.
All right,
pause it. Hey, Jesse, what game did you play a lot on the GameCube?
I got this Metroid. No, Smash.
Son of a.
Hey, my brother and I played a lot of Smash, like Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Good job, Mandy. The professional. Never done anything to wrong the show.
As Jenny Slate would say, Melee.
Oh my God.
Sneely.
Hey, so are you going to talk about the new stuff of Smish?
It's going to have a playable demo at E3. So we'll get to see, a little bit of what's going on with Super Smash Brothers at E3. Speaking of which, I'm just going to throw out a quick, like, I hate the season right before E3 because we are really just scratching the bottom of the barrel trying to pick something up.
Dude,
in video game news.
It's the same thing for wrestling. Like, we literally will not have anything super exciting until September, August, September time. Because, like, post-WrestleMania. Like, yeah, no, they hit.
Storyline-wise, maybe. But there's a lot of stuff that can happen outside of that we cover that.
So, storyline-wise, it's boring.
I mean, the storyline-wise, it's always kind of boring.
Which isn't what we always talk about. Vast majority of those shows.
But, yeah, no, video game news is it does not come.
Yeah, no one's making their huge announcements
weeks
a month
before
E3.
Yeah. So everybody's just kind of keeping everything close to the chest. But anyway, so we have a playable Smash demo, so hopefully we'll get to see a little bit more of what's going to happen there. Because as of right now, we still don't know if it's going to be a port of Smash 4 or with extra characters similar to how Mario Kart was, or if it's going to be a whole new Smash Brothers. We don't know anything about it yet.
What would you prefer? Yeah, I mean, you play more Smash than I do, so...
Honestly, I would be fine with porting Smash 4, but they would need to add a buttload of characters.
You'd have to... Does the Switch have... It has one of those normal controllers, right?
A pro controller, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pro controller. Okay, yeah. Gotta play
that. They also... I think they went back and refixed it, but I think...
The GameCube controllers work again.
Yeah.
See, this is why the GameCube's amazing. You still want to use that dang controller.
Mm-hmm. For Smash Brothers, for sure.
Well, it's because Nintendo hasn't made a good controller since the Smash or since the GameCube controller.
That's not true. The Pro
controllers. The Pro controllers have been good
since
the Wii.
Yeah.
Because they basically just emulate they just make an Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
The only the Wii U version was kind of weird because it had the two sticks at the top. I didn't like that very much, but it worked just fine. It's similar to the rest of Nintendo stuff. It messed with my head whenever I needed to do something on reflex. I get Xbox syndrome real bad.
A and B.
A and B, X and Y.
Yep.
Yeah, both of them they're backwards.
They're switched.
I had that problem a lot with I'd be using the face buttons or something like that, and I need to hit the stick real quick. And especially trying to play Smash Brothers with a Wii U Pro controller. I did that so often trying to flick the C stick, which... You know, you go down four on the GameCube controller.
Yeah.
You have to go up to do it on the Wii U Pro controller.
Oh.
But the Switch Pro controller is incredible.
Yeah.
It's real good.
Yeah, I can't imagine playing Smash on the tiny thing.
On the Joy-Con.
You'd have to have...
Oh, well, you're going to have to...
Both of it, wouldn't you?
You'll have to have a set of Joy-Cons to play
Yeah,
this.
That's what... Yes, that's
like,
what
they won't. You
say.
Won't be able to, half it. So, you can...
No, you could...
Unless they could...
If they were able to make it to where you could play Smash Brothers with one Wii remote, you could do it with one Joy-Con.
Yeah.
It's so tiny, though.
It's tiny.
Not, it's not
I would
ideal,
not be comfortable.
But it's possible.
It's the same thing with, Mario Kart. Not ideal, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm. No, Mario Kart's fine.
What's the difference?
Smash is way more high paced. You're gonna be like, nah!
Yeah, it's gonna be annoying to try and play with it, but it's still certainly doable.
Mm. We'll do it whenever.
Same thing with like the Wii Remote. That's doable.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
No one has fun doing it, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Okay. It has fewer buttons.
Okay.
Now, yeah, no, it did. Now that I'm thinking about it, because you just had 1, 2 D-pad and a Z button.
You had A, yeah. You had A and B, and then the plus and minus signs. They didn't really do anything though.
Right,
but so, the Joy-Con also has that.
A, B, the Joy-Con has the 4 buttons stick and 2 buttons on the top.
Yeah,
it has more buttons than the Wii Remote. Well, more buttons that could be used for Smash Brothers anyway.
It would
so,
not be. It wouldn't be fun to try to do that though.
No. But yeah, GameCube. As long as that keeps happening, hopefully they release GameCube controllers again, because I don't know if you guys know this, but buying an OEM GameCube controller has once again become stupid expensive.
Jeez.
So hopefully everybody held on to their GameCube controllers.
I did sell my adapter though, which I'm not super happy about.
I still,
because I assumed, I was like, there's no way I would ever need this again.
I have a Switch Pro controller.
This won't work anymore. Oh, yeah, and that's probably what I'll, because I have that too, that's probably what I'll need.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's fine.
You said that you would be happy with a port if they added a boatload of characters. Like,
I say boatload. Like, I would like, you know, five to seven, maybe 10 more characters.
That's actually what I was going to ask, was like the number range, because there are a bunch of characters you could add. And honestly, if this is a port, the licensing stuff is so weird, and I don't understand it at all. I would be surprised if we didn't end up losing a lot of characters.
It's certainly a possibility
coming off of the port, especially like the guest characters.
Oh yeah.
Because there weren't very many guest characters that aren't Nintendo IPs.
I mean, I'm thinking, but like Ryu, Cloud.
Yeah.
Like, you would lose some pretty big names.
Yeah, those Pac-Man. Are definitely possibilities. Yeah, because Pac-Man's Namco.
Mega Man.
Capcom would probably pull out with Mega Man and, who else?
They had another one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I just don't remember.
Ryu?
Yeah, that's the one.
I already said it.
Okay.
But wait, what did Asa say? All I can remember is Cloud. That's no, yeah, my brain just stopped working for a minute. Capcom could pull out. They could decide they want to do something else with it. Like, Namco could pull out. So yeah, you're right. Licensing might prevent a port from happening at all.
The more that we think about it, the less I think it's a port, which is kind of a bummer, because I am in no way a competitive player. I did not get anywhere near that scene, but like, I loved the way Smash 4 felt.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of fun to play. Like, yeah, I got my butt handed to me anytime I played anyone like you, but it was still fun. Like, the physics felt good. Everything about it felt really, really good.
It was one of those things like nothing's ever going to match, you know, Melee's pace, because people have just broken the crap out of that game. So, yeah.
See, I don't want that to happen.
Right.
I don't want to play super broken.
It's because it's not like, I say broken, people are just like, you don't move the way the game wants you to move.
Right.
In Melee. Like, you figure out, you know, glitches in the
wave
game.
Wave dashing.
And how to do that. Which, like, that's a huge, like, entry barrier for that game. Because it takes a whole lot of practice to get a lot of that stuff down. And once you get it down, like, incorporating it into your game takes even more practice. Versus Smash 4, where you can really, like, there's very few frame-perfect stuff that you need to learn in order to play the game.
The second I have to start counting frames, I'm not having a good time.
You don't
time.
Have to count frames. You just have to be frame-perfect. That's Melee.
Hard pass.
Yeah, see?
Because that's even, like...
That's not, there's no difference to me to do that. Be like, no, just either way, I'm done.
Like, that's
I'm
why
out
I don't
it.
Do anything online with, like, stuff like Injustice 2. Like, I don't want to pay that much attention to it. I like just kind of loading that up, beating on the computer for a little while, and then I'm good. I don't need homework. I already got a job.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Because I definitely put a whole lot of time at home into developing my Smash game.
Melee.
yeah, just hours wave dashing from like side to side on maps and stuff like that. And I still can't incorporate it into the game very well.
Oh my god, I know. I'm like, I'm related to my brother. Can I not just...
Shouldn't that be genetic?
It? Like, yeah, like, not just pass the power to me?
Because, like, I think Marth is the only one that I can consistently do anything in-game with Wave Dash.
Yeah.
Like, I get Wave Dash with every character, but using it, like, in game is
Pat's over here using like Donkey Kong wave dashing.
Yeah, he's using wave dash text with DK, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I'm like,
wrecking shop.
Yeah,
is what he's doing.
I'm gonna throw this boomerang at you just to annoy you because that's what I'm good at.
Because I did on Smash 4, I learned a lot of really cool text, like especially with Toon Link, I got a lot of really, really good, really annoying text that I managed to pick up, but. Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot more to work on, but I stopped playing because Overwatch came out.
Yeah.
God, that did kill our Smash.
Yeah, it did.
Real hard. Because we all got kind of into it.
Yeah.
For a stretch there. Like, we even got Shannon in.
Yep. And then Overwatch
I
came
hate
out.
Shannon playing. I hate playing fighting games against Shannon because he always finds one thing and then it tilts me. Like, I can't just, for whatever reason, like, I can't answer that one thing. In Mortal Kombat, it was Goro and the low kicks and the teleport. In Smash, it was Bowser doing Suplex City, like, off the map. It got in my head, and it was just a block. My hands went dumb against Shannon. So much fun, and it was hilarious after the fact. I can look back on it now and laugh.
Because Injustice 2, it was the Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, the Supergirl teleport. I got pretty good at, like, that was easy enough to block, though, because it was just a regular, and you could just duck. But
right. No, yeah, it wasn't Aquaman bad.
Oh, my gosh. I played Injustice with Mike, and I got stuck in a loop where he would throw me against the Superman statue over and over.
Oh, just bouncing.
And I couldn't get – and I'm like, my 7-year-old is whooping me in this game that I should be good at, that he probably shouldn't really play, but we playing it anyways.
Just don't let him do the story stuff.
No, yeah, I was like, no story. You play now this. This is all you – but I couldn't do anything, and I was starting to get really mad because I couldn't do anything. And I was like, Michael, you need to stop.
Stop before mommy throws the controller at
you. You push
head.
Right bumper and get grounded.
And then I did it to him. Like 6 times. And then I said, let's play now.
You're so pretty.
I know.
Have you met her?
I mean, it's fine if she does it to me. Like, that would be funny. That's her child.
That's okay. On the Thursday show, we talked about how I tell him not to yell at video games and I put him to bed. I didn't hear that. I cuss it Overwatch. So
that's why I can't be a parent.
Yeah, no, Mandy's telling someone not to yell at video games is the most hilariously ironic and hypocritical thing I think I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah, I know my flaws. I'm Dalton. I know my character flaws. I don't care.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, I'm his mom. I can do what I want.
I care about my character flaws. I just can't fix them.
I just exploit mine. It's fine.
All right, guys. And we're going to close out with if you bought the PC version of Dark Souls Prepare to Die and you have heard about this remastered edition coming and you're kind of bummed because you already have this one, don't worry. They're giving you 50% off the Dark Souls Remastered Edition if you own the first one.
Doesn't that also include like the DLC? DLC? Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, it comes with everything.
It's like the complete edition of the game, but it's the HD remaster, which is cool. Yes. Like, that's cool of them to do.
Agreed. And that's going to do it for our show, guys. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.